Hello there. Welcome back to You, Me, and the podcast. And we have Jamie back by popular demand. Today we are kind of winging it a little bit. So we're going to be talking about small comforts.
Take it away.
Small comforts. Some of my favorite small comforts are watching the same shows over and over again.
Okay, so what are your go-to shows that you like to watch?
See, my go-to shows that I watch over and over again, It depends on the mood. And it is whether it's usually when I'm watching, like when I'm really craving like the same show over and over again, is like when I'm like sad. If I'm sad, it has to be a sitcom.
Yeah.
And it can be like a variety of different sitcoms. Modern Family is a great one.
Of course.
Friends, How I Met Your Mother. Have you ever seen the movie or the show The Goldbergs?
Oh, yes and no. I've seen episodes, and then my brother was on a cruise with the kid from the Goldbergs, and so that made me like want to watch it more.
Oh, like the older
son. I don't know what his name is, but like one of the sons.
Oh, okay.
He was like the older son, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was on a cruise, and he's like, "Is that the guy from that show?" And so it just sparked my interest in it.
You know what's interesting about that show? Do you know what Smosh is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so one of the guys that is on Smosh now, he is in that show as, like, a supporting character.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
He does, like, the Reddit stories, the Reddit reactions. And I just think that's such a funny, like, crossover because I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
What's my go-to shows? Friends is definitely my go-to show. I've probably watched it, dozens of times all the way through. Do you have episodes that you go to, or do you just kind of turn it on from the start and watch it through, or like what are your...
So for me, it depends. If it's like, if it's How I Met Your Mother, I've seen the first season like 600 times.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll start from like season two, right? Or for Friends, I've seen the first three seasons so many times I can't even remember. So I always start from season four.
Oh, yeah.
And then onwards, you know? I actually haven't seen season 9 and season 10 of Friends as much as the other ones.
Really?
Because it just, like, it makes me sad because I know the ending. I am such, like, I am 100% one of those people. I will, like, there's a show called So Help Me Todd that it was like a lawyer show, and it was like based in like Portland, and it ended after like two seasons. I still haven't watched the last episode of season two
because
I just like I know it's gonna end, and I want to savor it, you know.
I know. Did you ever watch Lincoln Lawyer?
Yes, we watched it not too long ago. Honestly, it was a really good show.
Yeah,
I was very very shocked.
Comebacks with, is it the second half or something's comeback?
Yeah, and okay, I was, because, like, at first, like, I think we tried watching it a couple of times, and I didn't get into it, and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
But then once I got into it, I got into it.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I'm actually really excited for, the next season?
Mm.
Is, have you seen Ginny and Georgia?
Oh, love it.
Really like that show.
Love it. It ended with Georgie getting arrested?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really like that show, and I'm really excited.
I like that. Oh, dude, I'm a sucker for, this is not on topic, and we're not probably going to stay there, but I'm a sucker yeah. for, like, what, okay, so if I'm feeling down or if I just need kind of brighten my mood, I love like not only rom-coms or things like that, but like teenage life stories.
Yeah.
So like, what was the, oh, To All the Boys.
Oh, yeah.
That whole series, like the whole little movie series.
Yeah.
I love that. Like things like The Kissing Booth, those, they just bring me such joy. They're so silly, and there's just a part of me that can really still remember what it's like to be a teenager and have all those feelings and think all these things, and it's just so, I feel like it's so relatable no matter how old you are.
Yeah. We recently rewatched Princess Protection Program.
Oh, my gosh. I haven't seen
it
in forever.
I love that movie, and, like, it's just, I don't know, like, it's so nostalgic, mm-hmm. and I just, I love that. What's your favorite rom-com?
Oh, I don't really have a favorite. What do I gravitate towards? So it just depends, again, on my mood, right? Like, so sometimes I'll go 90s and I'll do, like, a Drive Me Crazy, or 10 Things I Hate About You, like those kind of older classics. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I love just anything kind of corny.
I love it when it's cringy and corny.
I'm a sucker for a Hallmark Christmas love story.
Oh, yes.
During that time of year, I'll just sit and watch whatever you put in front of me. I love those things.
Yeah, we watched Merry Happy with Whatever with...
keep track of titles because they're all so similar.
It's the one with Bridget Mendler. Also, We will talk about Bridget Mendler in just a second. But it's the one with Bridget Mendler, Ashley Tisdale, and I forgot who the guy was in it.
Can I look it up while you talk?
Yeah. Also, Bridget Mendler. Can we talk about Bridget Mendler for a second?
What's it about her?
Dude, she's like going to space.
Oh, yeah. She's super cool. She like became a lot of these Disney stars kind of go on to either do nothing and don't really manage their money, or they like just cut like our nurse. What's the other girl?
Jennifer Stone.
Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah.
From
she's like a nurse, and they kind of just live like normal lives, which I think is super cute.
So she has a degree in anthropology from USC. She started a graduate program at MIT.
She's cool.
She completed an MS in Media and Arts and Sciences. She has a JD from Harvard Law.
Oh, wow. That's impressive.
As of 2022, she was enrolled at Harvard Law School and at MIT. She is, what's her face from Legally Blonde?
Oh, Elle Woods?
Yeah, like, what, it's hard?
I love that movie.
Oh my gosh. Okay, first of all, that is so impressive.
Oh, that's super
impressive. For somebody who comes, like, from, like, something that isn't, like she was on Good Luck Charlie, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I feel like child stars have, like, a way, I mean, we're all looking at you, Josh Peck. So, we need more people like Bridget Mendler, who, you know, despite
being... She's badass, man.
That's so badass.
What are other small comforts that you have?
Honestly, I rewatch like shows that were not popular when I was a kid, when I was a teenager. When I was a teenager, like Good Luck Charlie, Wizards of Waverly Place.
Oh, my mom got me loving that show because she thought it was so cute.
All of these shows, like they came out when I was like probably hitting my teens, right? Mm-hmm. And like, obviously I wasn't their target demographic, but I love going back to them. Like I love watching Wizards of Waverly Place, and it just like...
Oh, yeah.
Warm, fuzzy feelings.
Yeah, they make you feel, especially they bring you back to that kind of like innocent age when nothing mattered except coming home and just watching TV.
You know what I really, really like is rewatching Princess Diaries.
Oh, yeah.
I love watching Princess Diaries.
Oh, that was a good movie. I loved all those. Well, was that a Disney movie in theaters or was it just on TV?
I think it might have been in theaters.
I think it was a bigger Disney movie, right? It wasn't like a rom-com or whatever.
No. But the thing that I loved about it was because it's filmed in like San Francisco. Mm-hmm. So like there's like landmarks that I've like been to and I'm like, oh my god.
I know.
The house that like was like the school like mm-hmm. recently sold like not too long ago.
Oh, I saw that online somewhere.
Yeah. And it was like stupid expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of... What is it called? San Francisco housing. I actually wanted to ask you what your thoughts were on this. So San Francisco home is selling for cheap. So
it's super cheap, but you can't move in for a year or 5 years. So.
No. It's selling for first of all, $488,000 mm-hmm. for San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
Wild. But the owners can't move in until 2053.
Oh, yeah. It's like a long time, right? Well, that's why it's selling. It's not really... One, has it sold yet? I don't know. I haven't seen the update if it's sold yet. But 48, what does he say? 45, 48?
488,000.
So that's a listing price. But even then, yeah, that's a wild like thing that you can't even move in. Are there tenants in it? I forget.
I think there's
tenants in it.
I'm assuming they have a lease, mm-hmm. right?
Probably, and they can't move in. Yeah, that's wild. I don't even know if it'll sell, though. I mean, you could just buy the property. It depends. I need to know more details, but yeah, that's wild. Nothing sells for $488, so you know there's something wild going on with it.
Yeah. Also, 3-bedroom property that was built in 1924. That house is 100 years old.
Yeah. I'm sure it needs a lot of work.
It's worth up to $1.8 million.
Probably.
It's wild.
Yeah.
San Francisco is wild.
San Francisco is a wild market. It's a beast.
That's crazy.
It kind of changed a little bit during COVID. It got a little less desirable. Prices are dropping, but it's starting to come back and then some.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I just like, dude, you know what's crazy is I was looking at, so like sometimes every once in a while, like houses, like how, like people, like realtors will show up on my For You page.
Mm-hmm.
There's somebody in Bakersfield that was selling a house for like $200,000. It was like a 2-bedroom.
But where are you? You're in the middle of nowhere. Next to
Bakersfield.
Nothing. Yeah. Next to nothing in the heat.
Oh, yeah. Just... They have insane summers.
Oh, yeah.
I used to spend summers out there.
And does it snow there, too?
No,
doesn't snow.
Bakersfield's like an hour away
from Fresno. I know sometimes the Grapevine area snow, or like getting down when you're going to SoCal, some areas snow down there that get super hot and then they snow.
Yeah, no. Not the Bakersfield. It's just so hot.
Yeah. There's like, not much out there.
Yeah, it's like 100. But apparently it's expanding because there's like a ton of houses being built and stuff. Yeah. But it's just so hot.
I mean, they have land, and they can do stuff with it.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool because, like, you're so close to LA, but at what cost is my question.
Yeah.
I would never.
You're close enough to LA, but you're still not close.
Exactly. Like, if it was Santa Barbara, I feel like that'd be different.
Yeah. You're also still not, like, super close, so that's hard trade-off.
Yeah. If you could move anywhere, where would you move?
Man, that's hard because I'm from the Bay... specifically Pinole born and raised, and I really love it here. I call it my little bubble, but it's hard to find everything. We have good food, we have good entertainment, we have everything at our fingertips. Napa, San Francisco, you can get to LA, you can go to the mountains, you can go to Tahoe, snow. You can pretty much go anywhere you need to within, you know, driving distance, and that's a really hard trade-off. Yes, it's expensive. Yes, it's hard to live here. But if you can make it, it's really hard to give this up. It's so diverse. Yeah. I like that. You go. I mean, it's a world of its own. Even within California, it's a world of its own.
Yeah.
So in that respect, I have a hard time thinking where else could I live. But I hear a lot of people moving to Austin. Austin Texas. Is like the Bay Area of Texas. A lot of people have told me that. So I would consider it. I don't really know it for myself. But I would probably consider it. I think I'll always keep a house here. But I would consider other areas. I don't want to go anywhere like with such extreme weather, though.
Yeah,
that's I would the hard never. Thing. We have great weather.
Yeah, I would never move out of California. It would.
It's hard. No,
it would be rough. Like everybody's always like, oh, like, you know, we had friends that like bought a house in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like sending us pictures of their houses, and I mean, it's a beautiful house, like gorgeous house. I couldn't give up California.
It's hard. And there's always a trade-off, right? So they say, oh, housing prices are so great out here. Yeah, but property taxes are a little bit more. I don't know. There's always a trade-off.
I also feel like if you were raised in California, you were raised around so many different cultures. And, mm-hmm. I know this to be true from, like, at least Stockton. It's, like, I was raised around so many different cultures, mm-hmm. so many different people, so many different socioeconomic statuses even, right? Because a lot of people that lived in Stockton worked in the Bay, right? So they mm-hmm. were making Bay Area money in Stockton, right?
Yeah.
And your dollar stretches so much further, sure, right? Yeah. And so, I had people in my classes, like, you know, that had houses in... that had, like, you know, properties here and there, but, like, they lived in Stockton and, like, you know, we went to school together, and their parents worked for, like tech, right?
Yeah.
And so it's, like, you know, you're making decent money, right? It would be really hard for me to, like, move out of California and, like, not be exposed to as many cultures. And,
I think that's the hardest part for me, too, is leaving the diversity and just moving to areas where, I don't know. I think, like I said, mainstream areas, they could be cool, but you get into these little niches and it's just, like, these aren't my people.
Yeah. When we went to Michigan, we were there for like 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't, like, it was a very, very different, like there wasn't very much diversity.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like even like their infrastructure was like not great. And I was just like, oh.
Yeah. I haven't also experienced so many places to know, like, this is hardcore where I want to be. But I think, too, maybe as I grow and my, like, what I need out of life changes, you know, I don't maybe need the accessibility to all these sources of entertainment and have kids and, you know, things kind of change. Maybe my opinion will change and all.
Could you put down roots in Pinole, do you think?
Put down, yeah, for sure. I love Pinole. Yeah. I absolutely love it. I mean, I know I was born and raised there, but there's a reason that I stay there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, that's how I feel about Davis. I feel like Davis is that, like, perfect, like, little town where, like, you know, you can have everything that you need. And, like, mm-hmm. like everything's, like, super accessible. And it's, like, it's low-key enough where, like, you know, there's not, like, that much going on. Because, like, my thing has always been, like, I have very few what's the word, like criteria for what I need out of wherever I live. And one of those things is it needs to be near a major highway. Just because, like, you know, like, evacuations and everything, especially, like, with, because when I was in college is when, like, all the, like, big fires happened.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, people having to evacuate, that's always been, like, you know, on the top of my mind. It's, like, be near a major highway, you can pop off and everything, right? And so that's been my biggest thing. That and, like, it has to have, like, the right type of vibe. Yeah. Like, here, like, we know our neighbors and stuff, right? Which is, like, something that you don't really get. And I feel like bigger cities.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, and so I was, like, I want to know my neighbors. And, like, it's just, like, I don't know. Davis is just one of those places where, like, it's just life is slower. Like, I went to Berkeley. Like, Davis is, like, a bigger Berkeley. Like, it as in, like, size-wise, like, the streets and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, also, like, a small town feel.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Berkeley's, like, very, like, there's, like, good food. There's, like, mm-hmm. so many, like, you know, different things. Like, I'm saying, like, the popping parts of Berkeley, not, sure. like, you know.
Yeah.
And so, like, because, like, when I went to one of my friends, like, actually two of my friends went to Berkeley, UC Berkeley. And so whenever I'd go out to go see them, I'd be like, I love this. I love the vibes. I love everything. But I can't wait to get back to Davis. Because, like, just maneuvering and navigating was so much harder.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, I just can't.
I know. It's cool. What I've seen so far is super cool out here.
Yeah. You have to come out here when, like, the students and stuff are out. Because that's another thing about Davis is that because there's student life, it's, like, you never feel old. Because you're always getting exposed to, like, you know, different people and things. And so that's always, like, I don't know. I feel like it's, like, so comforting. And, like, also, like, we've thought about, like, you know, a move to, like, LA and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to. I would.
Would you?
I would move in a heartbeat. If everything lined up. I mean, because, like, my work is based in LA.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I would move in a heartbeat. Like, I would not think twice or anything like that. I think the hardest part for me would be, like, because I'm so close to, like, my mom and stuff, would be, like, not seeing them, like, basically every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I could live with that.
Yeah.
I think I could live with that just because I love, like, I was talking about it with somebody else on the podcast. LA just has always felt like home.
Yeah.
To me.
Okay.
You know?
I kind of felt that way about New York. I mean, not like it feels like home. I've only ever visited once briefly, but there's just a part of me that always felt like that's a place that I could probably do well and live there.
Yeah. Do you believe in, like, past lives?
Sure.
I feel like in my past life, I lived
in LA.
I lived in LA.
I could see that. And you said you have, like, a connection with Hollywood and all that.
Yeah, I don't know. It just makes me so happy. Like, every time I go to LA, it's always...
I definitely like it. I like visiting it. I don't know that I could live there.
Yeah. But I'm, like, not in, like, LA. I would want to live in, like, a surrounding...
Mm-hmm.
But there's so many different, like, surrounding areas to LA.
Yeah.
That you could easily... Because, like, especially, like, I think another thing is, like, we're so used to, like, an hour drive is, like, nothing.
Because,
like, I don't know if you feel this way, but, like, I definitely feel like, if you're an hour away, you're easily accessible.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
My thing is kind of half hour... I would say half hour, 45 minutes is kind of where I start to feel... After 45 minutes, I kind of start to feel like... Okay, like, I'm ready to be there.
Yeah.
But I mean, an hour is doable.
Yeah.
Past an hour.
As once I get past, like, that hour and 5 minutes, mm-hmm. I start to get antsy. Because, like, I went to my parents' house for my cousin's wedding. I had my car packed up, everything, right? And I'm, like, hitting the road. It's just me with the dogs. And there's so much traffic.
Mm.
Right? And an hour... to get to my parents is, like, usually, like, about as much time as it takes. As, like, once I started approaching, like, that over, like, an hour and five, I was like, yo. And I was, like, 20 minutes away from my parents' house. And I was like, yo, let's go.
Well, traffic sucks. If you're just driving, whatever, when you're stop and go traffic and you're having to, yeah, shit, that's hard.
Yeah. And that's, like, my biggest, like, thing. But again, I love listening to podcasts.
See, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. So, I'm more of, like, driving up here, I was blast and rap music.
That too. I feel like it's a vibe. Like, for me, it's another small comfort is blasting, like, early to mid 2000s pop music.
Oh, yeah.
For me, just...
I love that. I love anything early. I'm more of if I'm gonna blast it, it depends. It really depends on my mood. Yeah, what's your, like, music taste?
It depends. I like a lot of Bollywood. Just because it's, you know, it's, like, so soulful, and, like, I just love, like, you know, like, talent. Mm-hmm. Every once in a while, I'll get into like a Punjabi music mood. But if I'm like only listening to like English music, I was about to say Angreji music, but that's English and Punjabi. I sometimes forget to code switch. If I'm only listening to English music, I'm listening to early 2000s, or like not early 2000s, like mid to late 2000s, mm-hmm. and pop music, or I'm listening to like pop music right now. So like Sabrina Carpenter,
oh yeah,
like Nick D, like that type of vibe. And then if I'm listening to like early to mid to late 2000s, then it's like all across the board.
Yeah,
it doesn't really matter, but it has to be pop. Like that's my only thing.
Yeah,
I'm a pop fan.
Okay, I don't mind pop music at all. I'm definitely a pop fan. Anything mainstream I usually love, but it really depends on the day. I get really into kind of like that Paramore era, Fall Out Boy, like all of that.
Yeah.
I don't know, would you call it? It's like poppy rock, right? And then I get into that. Indie rock. And then I get really into hip hop and rap. For hip hop, you can't go wrong with like early 2000s, 2010s. On the way up here, I was blasting like Eminem. I still love Eminem. But then I also have moments where I go super old school and I listen to Motown. Like that's, so talk about past lives. I always said, I think I was born in the 50s. I can appreciate, you know, the Elvis and like the old school rock. I love all that. I love Motown. I probably was raised in the 60s, really had my like prime, hit my prime in the 70s, 80s, and then died and was born again in 92. Probably
it's live a great turnaround.
Live fast, died young, and then was born again in 92.
Yeah.
Because that just all those times like really resonate with me.
Yeah.
But my music taste is all over the place. I can go.
See, the issue with me is like I can't shuffle my music. You know how like on Apple Music or like on Spotify there's like the master list of all the songs? Mm-hmm. I can't shuffle that.
You don't like it being so different?
The vibes go so like yeah. The snapback is freaking crazy. It's such a wild
so
like
hard.
It'll yeah. be like Bollywood soulful like breakup song, and then it'll be like some like early 2000s or like Backstreet Boys, right? Yeah. And then it'll swing back to like something really sad and dark, and then it'll like, and it's just like it's too much of a swing for me.
Yeah. No, I kind of try to keep it all the same, but I love stuff that I can sing along to. I'm very much like a sing in the car type of person, sing in the shower.
Yeah.
All those things. Or see, rap.
I'm a huge like sing in the car type of person, mm-hmm. to the point where like sometimes like there's this one day where I was like, this is a few years ago, I was like just like I was just like singing my heart out, right? And there's a cop that rolls up and he's looking at me and I don't realize he's looking at me. I look over and he's just like, and he like goes back to like doing what he's doing, and I'm like, I'm not doing anything illegal. Yeah. Is it illegal to have fun?
That's funny. If I'm in the car and I see a cop, I always feel guilty. I could be doing nothing, and yeah. I always feel guilty. So I always like, oh, I'm just singing. I'm just having a good time. Like I'm very not suspicious, even though I'm not suspicious. I'm not doing anything.
Yeah.
But I get nervous.
Yeah, I like, and when I tell you, like I was like head bopping, like, oh, you know,
yeah, like really
fully
feeling it.
Into it, right? And I'm just like, yo, like I was so embarrassed in that moment, and like there was no words that. Or anything exchanged, you know. It's just like, oh well, you successfully killed my vibe.
Yeah, thanks, officer. I know. Yeah. Cops intimidate me, even if I'm not doing anything.
I have literally always cried when a cop pulled me over. Not like oh, like I'm doing it intentionally to like get out. No, because authority genuinely scares me. Like yeah. even now, if my mom yells at me, I'll start crying. I can't handle it.
Not me. I'm not a crier like that.
But it's not even like, I don't know, like I
know people like that though. That's just their reaction.
Yeah, but I think it's more of like the startled. Mm-hmm. Like I get startled and I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
But yeah, I used to never like cry at like movies or anything like that. Now
I get soft in my old age. I feel like the older I get, the more I cry.
I mean, 100%.
I'm sensitive enough. I'm not overly, but I definitely have my moments.
Yeah. I never understood why my mama used to cry at like movies and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then, like, my frontal lobe, once it developed.
Yeah.
Oh. Shit started to change, bro. I'm not even kidding you, bro. Like, I woke up one day and I felt like I was a completely different person.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
And, like, some people are like, oh, I never felt like that. And I'm like, oh, it's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming. Trust me. Because, like, if you don't feel like that, like... Cause,
definitely
like,
your late 20s, you start to feel, I feel like, yeah. a different person.
Like, I write off, like, especially, like, when, like, my brothers or somebody does something, I'm like, your frontal lobe hasn't fully developed.
Oh, I tell people that all the time.
I'm like, your brain isn't even finished...
Developing.
I was like, that's the issue.
The sadder thing is that they say men don't mature until their 40s. So...
Or life just breaks them down at that point.
Yeah. And if you haven't by your 40s, you're not gonna.
That's ridiculous. Bro, in my next life, if I am not a white man, I want a refund. I want a refund, and I want to be taken back. I do not want to do this woman shit no more.
I don't want to be a white man. I would pick myself over and over again.
I would pick myself. I would just want to know what it feels like. You know, like, I would just want to know what it feels like to just be able to, like, not think about things the way that we do.
But I don't know if, would you even have anything to compare it to if you were born again as a white man?
I mean, I would hope that this past life was enough suffering.
You're just, I feel like you would just be privileged and not even.
For you to remind.
To be a true white man, you wouldn't even understand that you're privileged.
That's another thing, bro. That's another thing. But yeah. What other small, do you read at all?
Yes, I'm more of like a either read on like a Kindle type thing or read smaller versions of things. I have a hard time sitting down and focusing on a book because my brain is so active.
Yeah, I never thought I would be a Kindle girly until mm-hmm. I got a Kindle.
Oh, Kindles are great.
And I was like, oh.
Yeah, I love it.
I get it. I was telling somebody else on the podcast, I was like, I have the greatest Kindle setup. I have like a little extendable arm.
Oh, yeah.
And my Kindle sits in that, and then I have a little page turner.
Oh, wow.
I sleep. I literally, school. like, I snuggle up, and then I have, like, the little page turner in my hand.
Oh, that's cool. That's super cool.
It's, like, this close to my face. It's great. When I tell you, everybody should have a Kindle set up.
I definitely don't. So good. I just sit there like an old lady and just...
I used to do that. I used to have like the little pop sockets. I just like, I love reading before bed.
Mm-hmm.
And so reading before bed requires like, I don't want to just sit there and then like have like, you know, like hold my thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, you know, and then you drift off. Yeah. I read a lot of romance novels. Can you tell? That's honestly my guilty pleasure.
I can see that.
Romance novels, and so it's just so nice because then like you have those type of dreams. That's another thing is like, dude, I was like falling asleep to like true crime at one point.
Oh, you're having wild dreams.
And I was having the most wild dream. So now like I have a strict rule, everything that is like scary, like we used to like we watched like Blacklist and we used to fall asleep to it.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing that is scary, nothing that is too serious can be on when we're like trying to fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to eliminate like the TV before bed thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not going to happen in one go.
Yeah.
I have another question for you, though. Are you a, like, small changes over time type of person or a cold turkey type of person?
I don't think I'm cold turkey. I think I try to do small things and just create little habits and then build off that. Kind of that whole, like, 1% better everyday type of mindset. Because yeah. I'm not. If I do something. Okay, so let's say, like, I'm trying to, I don't know. A diet or something and I just follow this strict regimen or something like super I can't do it because then I break when I do break then I'm just a wreck.
Yeah,
so I can't do that. I'm just like, I'm just going to introduce more water and I'm going to try to eat more veggies and I'm just going to try to whatever and eat more protein, like little things, just little habits. Definitely don't try to get too crazy.
See, I am a small changes over time type of person. Mm-hmm. But certain people that I live with are a cold turkey type of person.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, the way that they want to change their entire life in one night.
I mean, I probably go through phases like that too, where I'm like, okay, I'm building up to this change. But it's never like so drastic.
If it's like, okay, like, you know, I'm going to wake up at like 7 a.m. every single day, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can do that cold turkey. Right.
See, I'm the opposite. If I'm going to wake up at 7, let's say I naturally wake up at 8 and I want to wake up at 7, I'll do 7:45 slowly, for like a couple days, 7:30, 7:15, and then eventually 7.
Yeah. So, like, I can be like that, too. But it's like, okay, if you want to just, like, kind of shock your body into, like, waking up at, like, 7, mm-hmm. right? Wake up at 7. Then, naturally, you start getting tired at around, like, 11, right? Or whatever, right? And then you do the same thing, like, the next day, right? And then you do the same thing the next day. And then by day 4, it's like, okay, like, you're naturally kind of waking up closer to 7, right? But what I'm telling you, like, oh, I want to do a 72-hour juice fast.
Oh, gosh.
Not me.
No.
I'm not the target demographic.
No, that's hard.
Could not be me. This guy, dude, we went to L.A. First of all, we went to L.A. And this man tells me, I was like, oh, like, you know, I don't feel like my classic self. I feel a little bloated, this, that, and the third, right? This man says, okay, no carbs, no sugar. No wheat, no grain, no nothing for 7 days.
So what, air and grass?
So we ate a chicken breast for lunch. We didn't have breakfast. And we had half a chicken breast for dinner. Every single day for 7 days.
Oh, no.
When I tell you I wanted to chop this man's throat off.
Mm-mm. Yeah, not me.
No carbs?
Mm-mm.
For 7 days?
I've tried it. So I've tried it. I've tried like the low carb or even like keto, whatever. Keto's hard because I don't like a lot of things that you are supposed to eat. So like I don't do even like the dairy and the fats and the cheeses and whatever you're supposed to eat. The high fat, that's hard for me to do.
Yeah.
But I've tried to do low carb and it doesn't work for me. And then I've tried things where I eat like carbs. I think carbs work for me, or at least I'd like to believe that, so that I can keep eating them.
I need carbs to be happy.
Yeah, I do. I do. I do too.
I never met a good carb that I didn't
like. Yeah, I'm not a good person without carbs.
But this man, and he was like, I don't understand why your energy's so... I haven't had a carbohydrate in 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why your energy's so low.
It's everybody's different, though.
And
some people can do that.
The thing is that we saw, like, results. When I say results, I mean like this much. Man, next year we should do a 7 day, we should do a 2 week one, please.
Mm-mm.
spare me. I'm not the type of personality where I'm like, I will admit defeat at one point.
No, I have too many other things going on and in my energy for, and if I'm miserable on top of it, I'm just, it's not good for anybody.
Exactly. Yeah. I was like, this is bad for you.
Yeah.
I was like, this is a list of why this is bad for you.
Yeah. It's not going to end well. And your well being. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I know.
What are your, small comforts. What are your, like, comfort foods if you're feeling sick or sad or whatever?
Okay. So if I'm, like, on my period and I'm raging and whatever, Chinese food.
Oh, yeah.
Chinese food is second to none.
Yeah.
And then if it's, like, just comfort food, if I'm, like, not feeling well, it's, like, anything soup. But, like, there's a Chinese spot near us that does, like, a hot wonton soup.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, pho. I used to love pho.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And they do, like, they put, like, wontons, like, chicken or whatever, like, wontons into, like, this soup. And it's, like, perfectly seasoned. Mm. It's just so.
I know, I'm a big soup girl. If I'm either sick or like hungover, I reach for some kind of broth of some sort. So like soups, with stuff in it, but like just a chicken broth I could do. I got really into a rose caldo, which is like a ginger rice kind of porridgey thing.
Yeah.
It's like it's a Filipino dish. I learned about it in the Philippines. They could do like other versions. But I love pho. If I'm hungover, sick, just a cold day, I love a big bowl of pho.
It's so nice.
It is
really nice. I love also, I haven't tried it, but like the Italian penicillin.
It's like I see all the things on there. I have so many bad. Saved. Yeah, like I have so many saved.
Mm-hmm. That just sounds amazing.
I have so many saved of things I want to try.
Yeah. Another is like, I love pasta.
Sometimes. I love pasta.
Pasta is like, it's just so comforting. And I make like this Cajun like chicken pasta.
Oh, yeah.
And honestly, anything Cajun is honestly, like, never gonna get, like a bad rep for me, like, Cajun shrimp, anything Cajun.
Oh, yeah.
Right? But this Cajun chicken pasta that I learned, oh, so good.
I love a good pasta. That's, like, when I'm thinking about, when you're like, not hungry, you don't know what to eat, I usually go for something warm and carby.
Yeah.
So, like, a pasta.
Yeah.
Even, like, a rice dish or something.
I'm not even, like, a big fan of, like, cheesy pasta either. Mm-mm. I'm more of just, like, a saucy pasta.
Yeah, I don't really do cheese too much.
Yeah.
I'll do macaroni, and so I actually make a pretty good macaroni.
But, like, macaroni and cheese, like, from, like, Kraft is, like, not real cheese.
Oh, no. No. But it's good for its own reasons, just because I grew up on it. Yeah. I like it when it's, you know, just nostalgic.
Have you ever tried the hot Cheeto mac and cheese?
Oh, okay, so I didn't like it.
Really?
No, I kind of hated it.
Really?
I did try it because I thought I would love it.
Are you a hot Cheetos kind of gal?
Yeah.
Okay, so there used to be a place, I don't know if it still exists anymore because this was years ago. This was probably like 5-6 years ago. There's a place in San Francisco that's called Mac'd, right?
Okay, kind of like Homeroom. Homeroom is in Oakland. It's like a mac and cheese place.
Yeah, it's a mac and cheese place. And they have all different types of toppings. But they're, like, my favorite is, like, they have a hot Cheeto dusted. Like, like the entire top is dusted with hot
Cheetos. See, that sounds better. The hot Cheeto mac and cheese was, like, the sauce. And it just had a weird flavor to me.
Yeah, I didn't like that one. And I didn't like the, like, have you ever tried, like, the spicy bulldog? Like, the carbonara and stuff?
Mm-mm.
Are you a noodle kind of gal?
Sure.
So, yeah. Like, the spicy bulldog, like, noodles, they have, like, a carbonara version that has, like, it's more saucy and it's, like, creamier.
Mm-hmm.
Not a fan. It's no. Just, it, like, the taste was good, but it was, like, it was spicy, but then it was also creamy. And just, like, this flavors, like, for me, didn't mix very well. And it's just, like, I wasn't a big fan. But... yeah, that place, the Mac'd place, it's so good because it's, like, it has, like, you know how, like hot Cheetos sometimes, like if they're bigger pieces, they have, like, a crunch to them?
Mm-hmm.
And just, like, everything mixed together.
Yeah, I do my mac and cheese with, like, a crust, like, panko crust or whatever on top. So, I could see that. Breadcrumbs.
I love hot Cheetos.
That's good. I love a truffle mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah. They used to have a truffle mac and cheese as well.
I love a truffle mac and cheese.
There's a place in Stockton that has a hot Cheeto burrito.
I've had a hot Cheeto sushi burrito.
Oh yeah, those are also good. We have a place called Sushi Burrito that does that.
Yeah.
I just, hot Cheetos are so versatile.
I like them. I like the lime ones better than regular.
Yeah. That's also a small comfort.
So I love hot Cheetos, but, like, now I'm trying to get off red 40 dye.
Yeah.
And so that just kind of ruins everything.
I try, like, what I, instead of, like, eating, like, hot Cheetos and, like, Fritos and stuff like that, I've tried to, like, move on to, like, Kettle Brand chips, mm-hmm. right? Because they're a little bit healthier, right? Especially, like, the air-fried version where it has,
baked,
like,
or whatever, yeah.
It's just, like, sometimes you just need the hot Cheetos.
Oh, definitely. Sometimes you just need the Kraft mac and cheese. Sometimes you just need kind of those, like, you know, nostalgic things. Yeah.
Yeah. There was a, I saw the other day at the grocery store, the Kettle Brand chips have, like, a truffle oil and sea salt one.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah, and I almost picked it up, but then I was like, I have the, honestly, the jalapeno ones are my favorite right now. The Kettle Cooked.
Yep.
And so I was like, I already have some of those. I'm gonna wait to come back for those. But I was like, oh, very interesting. Yeah. They're making more, like, diverse.
Yeah.
You know, things, because I feel like when we were kids, there was just, like, sour cream and onion, and then.
And, like, cheddar.
Cheddar, yeah.
Yeah.
Or, like, they had...
barbecue.
barbecue, or they had, like, the what is it called? Like, Doritos, like, Cool Ranch.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
That was, like, wild.
Yeah, and then every other chip company made their own version of, like, all these other things,
mm-hmm.
you know? I don't know. What's your favorite chip?
Oh. Okay, so something nostalgic for me is, like, being a kid, I used to eat sandwiches for school lunch with barbecue chips. That's just, like, nostalgic for me. When I have a sandwich, I love barbecue chips with it. But if I'm just eating a chip, I really like the cheddar sour cream Ruffles.
Oh, yeah.
Is that just the orange one?
Yeah.
They're just the orange one, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I like those. I like a Dorito. I don't know. All the kind of basics.
Yeah.
Sun chip.
I like Sun Chips.
Those are good. Sun Chips, I have a favorite, though.
Sun Chips have, like, a more elevated flavor, which mm-hmm. I don't mind, you know?
Sun Chips are good, like, if you're going to the beach.
Yeah.
Or you're going to, like, I like them for that.
Yeah.
What about you?
I just feel like Sun Chips have a little bit more substance than other chips do, too. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I don't have, like, a super favorite. It kind of depends on the vibe. I love a... salt and vinegar chip.
I'm not a salt and vinegar really? Gal. No.
I love salt and vinegar chips.
No, not my jam. But
and like especially like when like after like you eat a whole bunch of them and then like your tongue's like all cut up and just I don't know. I love it. It's weird. It's not like you know like normal, but I love it. I've always loved it. What else? I honestly from the chip aisle, if I'm like going into the chip aisle, I love like the Smart Pop or like the Skinny Pop, like the popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a popcorn
guy. The purple bag.
Yeah. Or whatever like have you ever had like the Pirate's Booty?
Yeah. You know what I really like is Trader Joe's has like a vegan like a chicharron, but like a vegan version. So it's like a air puffed. You know what chicharron is? Like,
yeah.
It's like a vegan version and they're kind of spicy. I love those.
Oh.
Yeah. Trader Joe's has a really good
Ooh,
one.
Ooh, you know what else I really like? So, two things. One, hot Cheeto fries.
Oh, yeah. They're good.
Always good. But two, have you ever had, like, the hot Cheeto, like, puff corn? You can only get it at some gas stations.
No, I've seen it. I don't know if I'm sure I've had it in my life. I just don't
It's like remember. It's like Pirate's Booty, but with, like, hot Cheeto flavoring.
Yeah, I can see it.
It's just so
I can picture it.
Also, some gas stations, it says on the bag, like, you know how, like, Arizona say, like 99 cents?
It says on the bag
$2 only. There was a gas station I went to, and it was, like, $3.27. And I was like, how dare you? How dare you? It says $2
on the bag. It's on the bag. It's like Arizona iced tea. They still charge 99 cents.
Yeah.
And they're like, we don't need the money. We're trying to just doing it.
I was watching an interview with the guy, and they were like, would you ever? And he was like, why?
And he's like, we don't need the money. It's our kind of our brand now.
I stand.
Yeah, for sure.
I stand that. I'm like, you will always, see, when businesses do stuff like that, you will always have my business.
Yeah. Always. I haven't had an Arizona iced tea. I don't really drink the tea, but I used to love their fruit punch.
I love their stuff.
I'm sure it's full of Red 40.
Probably. What I love is for a while we used to get like the Arnold Palmer's.
Yeah.
And like to spike it with like tequila or something. It's so good.
I can see that being
It's
good.
So good. I'm a big fan. I also really like their regular tea.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, my parents, I don't know what kind of batch they had. They had like these tall bottles of them.
Mm-hmm.
And when I tell you, like, they were at my parents' house for like 3 months, right? Because they don't go bad. Like, I think they had like a year long expiration date, right?
Mm-hmm.
They had like a year long expiration date. When I tell you, nobody touched them. I went for my cousin's wedding. I was there like a week and a half, right? I tore through them. I was having, like, two a day, oh, right?
What are they? Just
the regular, like, the green ones, yeah. Like, the ginseng ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Bro. But, like, when I came home, right, and I ordered the cans,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was just, like, their fridge was that cool or what. It just tasted different, right? Which, I don't know how that works, because, like, what? Like, I was thinking, maybe it was just... like colder, you know how like sometimes like Pepsi and stuff like that can like taste different if mm-hmm. it's like colder or not, right? So I was like, maybe it was just that, I don't know,
but it just wasn't the same. Yeah.
I was like, damn.
Yeah. What do I love that's like a drink? What's like your
my like go-to drink right now, like at this moment, is
I know mine.
Sprite Chill.
Okay.
It's like a cherry limeade. So good. So good.
I don't really do like sodas and stuff, but I love the sugar-free blue Powerade has become my jam, and I mix it with coconut water. I started doing it when I was like sick or something, just because you need electrolytes. And then I got like, I know addiction is real, because then I got kind of hooked to the blue sugar-free Powerade. I love the flavor, and I just do that. But I like to mix it with like coconut water, try to make it better.
Have you ever been to Sonic?
Yes, but I haven't really got there. Do they have Powerade?
They have, okay, so my favorite Sonic drink is they have a Powerade slushy, mm-hmm. and then I put Nerds on top of it.
Oh, yeah, that sounds fun.
So refreshing.
Is it Nerds?
Nerds, yeah. It sounds so weird. No, but like, like it kind of like melts into, because it's a slushy, right? Mm-hmm. It like kind of melts into it, and it's just like a little pop of like, mm-hmm. you know. I love those. Like I don't get them often, obviously, because we don't have like a Sonic like nearby. Mm-hmm. So like whenever I go like thrifting or whatever, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna get a little bevy, you know. But yeah, Sonic has like they can make everything into a slushy. Like they can make Dr. Pepper into a slushy.
Yeah, see, we don't really have a Sonic near us. Yeah. You have to cross a bridge, so it's not somewhere I frequent.
Yeah. I'm a beverage girly, though.
I was going to say, I have a hard time with beverages.
I am a beverage girly through and through.
Not really.
I love having
I like water, beverage. Wine, and Blue Powerade.
Apparently. I would honestly, like, if I had the choice of, like, okay, we're going out, and I can only have, like, a drink or, like, something to eat, I would choose the drink.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I don't know, like, I just, like, especially, like, even when we go out to, like, bars and stuff, it's, mm-hmm. like, I just like savoring my drink and, like,
yeah.
They have, this pizza joint near us, they have, like, this gin lavender concoction, mm-hmm. and, I didn't get to enjoy it because, like, they were, like, in a rush, and it was so good, though. They put, like, lavender Torani syrup into mm-hmm. it. So good.
My mom likes... like floral things and stuff. I'm not a floral gal.
Really?
Yeah, she likes. Have you ever seen those candies, violets? It tastes like you're chomping on a violet. It tastes like you're eating a flower. Never seen it. She loves that stuff. Or Earl Grey tea, kind of that florally vibe, lavender syrup and stuff.
I just honestly, I don't like anything else. I just like lavender as a base flavor because it's not like overpowering. Like especially like there's like a place that does like lavender lattes near us. Mm-hmm. It's just like one of my favorites, especially like with like Dutch Bros does this where they have like a oat milk lavender latte, mm-hmm. and then on top of it has like a vanilla cold foam, and it's just
it sounds the vanilla I could probably get down with.
It's very like, you know, like. Like mocha or white chocolate or anything, it's like very overpowering, very sweet. Mm-hmm. Lavender's like subtly sweet, you know. And I just like that sometimes, like that's just a vibe.
Yeah,
you
know? I'm not so, I wish I was more of a drink gal.
Yeah,
I don't really do drink a wine.
Do you drink coffee at all?
I do drink coffee. I drink coffee with hazelnut creamer. That's probably my vice. I don't necessarily need coffee. I have days where I don't drink it, but I enjoy waking up, making a cup of coffee.
You enjoy waking up to Folgers in your cup?
Yeah, seriously. The best part of waking up. Folgers in your cup.
Folgers in your cup.
That, and then I do sugar-free hazelnut creamer. And that's just my little, like, morning jam. That's kind of my morning treat. It's not probably great for me. I try to do sugar-free, but I love it.
Yeah. My favorite is, currently, I'm, like, obsessed with, like, an iced hazelnut oat milk latte.
Yeah.
And then I like shake it. So it's like a shaken latte. So good.
Yeah.
I like also can't do regular milk because mm-hmm. it's just a lot.
If I'm out, I usually get oat milk. I can do regular milk, but yeah, I like a warm cup of coffee. I'll do an iced coffee if I'm out. Let's say I'm at like Disneyland or I'm somewhere where I'm going to be outside. But I love a warm cup of coffee.
Even in the mornings?
Yeah, especially in the mornings. If I'm in a hotel or something, I want a hot cup of coffee to start my day.
Oh yeah, no, I'm a cold girly through and through. Yeah. Even in the wintertime, there's very rarely am I opting for a.
I'm the opposite. In summer, I'll drink a hot coffee, and I can't drink more than one cup of coffee a day. It makes me so sick.
Yeah, I it depends on what kind of coffee. Like if it's like Starbucks like latte, then I could have like one to two, but if I'm getting to a place, or. I'm getting to an age, rather, where if I have caffeine too late in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Goodbye, sleep. Yeah. What is that?
I have my first cup of coffee and that's it. Like, I can't really do, I'll do tea or something, but I can't do two. For some reason, if I have more than one coffee, I get, like, nauseous. I get super nauseous. I
don't know. Dude, iced tea makes me feel so wired.
Really?
Bro, I had an iced tea the other day. It was, like, those pure leaf ones.
More than coffee? Yeah. That was probably the sugar.
No, it has like 60, it has no, like,
don't they have a lot of sugar in them?
I think it was either zero sugar or like, it wasn't unsweetened, but it had like a, I think what they do is like, they put like unsweetened or like zero sugar, like blackberry like, flavoring or whatever, right?
Oh, that sounds good.
But it was 60 like milligrams of caffeine. And I drank like half of it. When I tell you, my eyes were like...
Ooh, I've never had those.
Tea, I literally, like, you can ask him.
Some teas can be strong.
Every single time I've ever had, like, an iced tea, I've literally been like, I feel like I'm going to die right now.
That's great. That's wild. Because
my heart is, like, literally beating outside of my chest.
That's wild.
It's wild. And, like, coffee never has that. Like, I can pull, like, we have an espresso maker. I can pull espresso shots and it won't do that to me.
I don't know what it is. You know, another thing I can't get behind? What? Unpopular opinion, espresso martinis.
Really?
No, I want to. I want to like them. I'm just not a coffee gal like that.
See, I feel like there's a place near us that does like an espresso martini, but it has like a milk component to it. It's not milk, but it has, I think it's like a, it's a liqueur. It's like, I think it's Bailey's, right? Mm-hmm. And so I feel like it kind of cuts the coffee. Like,
you know, like a latte martini.
Kind of, right? But like an espresso martini, just like an espresso martini is kind of a lot.
I know people that love them can have three of them and enjoy them. And I'm just,
I couldn't imagine having more than one.
It's not my thing. I don't even like, I don't know. I wish I did. Because like, they look beautiful. They're super cute.
They're so like cute, elegant. Yeah, so I'm like, oh my gosh. Sit and
sip on.
Yeah, no.
No, I'm a wine gal.
Yeah. I'm not. What's like, what's like your alcohol of choice? Like besides wine?
See, I have a hard time with mixed drinks. If I'm out.
Do you make a lot of mixed drinks?
No, I don't. I don't really mix drinks at home. I drink wine. If I'm going out and I want like a cocktail, I might go for, I like tart. So I'll go for like a Moscow Mule, maybe even a Cosmo, a margarita, something like a jalapeno margarita sounds really good. It just depends on the vibe and what I'm eating, like the food and stuff. But I'm a wine girl. I love a glass of bubbles. I love wine.
You know what you would love? We should have gone to Woodstock's because Woodstock's has this wine slushy.
I don't even like a frosé.
Like people do. No. It's like red wine, but as a slushy. You would love it.
I gotta try it. Is it? It tastes like, well, it's not sweet. I don't like sweet.
No. Would you say it was sweet?
It was just like wine. It was just like wine.
Yeah, but Brett, like the texture of it was just like so good.
I can drink wine like water. It's so good. Rough.
I need my alcohol to taste not like alcohol.
That's the thing is I don't really like mixed drinks because I don't really love the taste of alcohol, but. And so then if I'm like out, I'd rather probably shoot it, which is not classy. That's like whatever. But that's why I like to sip on wine. But yeah, I don't like the taste of alcohol.
Yeah, I'm a very much like, I love making mixed drinks. It's like my favorite thing to do. I'm a little mixologist. Yeah. It's really one of, I have a signature drink that I make. It is something that I picked up in Mexico. It's a passion fruit.
Oh, that sounds already good.
It's a passion fruit mango pineapple concoction.
Sounds super good.
Very good. I have like my own little twist on it, but I like to rim the glasses with like tahini and mm-hmm. like so good.
Yeah, that sounds good. You know? Good.
And I made like a mocktail version of it for like my parents and they were like obsessed. They were like, oh my gosh. They were like, what is the recipe? And I was like, you put this and this. And she was like, okay, you just, when you come, just make us a batch. And I was like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I like fruity drinks and stuff if I'm out or on vacation kind of time and place, but wine, man, that's my jam.
Yeah, I also like I'm not like a wine like connoisseur, so it's like
no, but I'm not a wine snob by any means.
I'm just like honestly, whatever, like even today, like the bottle that I picked up, I was like, "Oh, this looks pretty."
Yeah, I'll go off like label. Definitely, it's like a judge book by its cover type thing.
Oh, 100%. 100%. And I also like do not. I'm not spending more than like $30 on like if it's like if I'm giving it to somebody, I might spend $30. But yeah. Like for like enjoyment at home.
Oh no,
I'm not spending more than like $15.
Yeah, I'm like the 12 and under club. Yeah, not to under, but like up to $12 is like appropriate. 15 maybe.
You know who has a really good like selection of wine is Grocer Outlet.
Oh, okay. I gotta check that out. We have one.
We had like when we had my birthday party when I turned 25, which I also shouldn't say because how many years ago that was. But when I turned 25, we had like a bar, like an open bar, and we had like a we had like a whole it was at East Bay. We had a whole like setup. Mm-hmm. We had a bartender and everything. And every single alcohol was, like, small batch alcohol. Because what we do is, like, we don't buy, like, big bottles of, like, whatever alcohol. So we always try, like, the small batches. And so it was, like, all stuff that we liked that we had tried before. Mm-hmm. And she was just, like, our bartender was just, like, this is, like, the weirdest, like, concoction. I was, like, it's all, like, tried and true tested, you know? Mm-hmm. Via grocery outlet.
Good. Okay, I gotta check them out.
They have a really good, like, beer selection if any of you guys are beer fans.
I gotta go there.
I'm not a big beer. Are you a big beer fan?
I got into beer for the same reason, like, you can't really just shoot alcohol every time you go out, and I didn't really love sipping it, and I didn't really have a drink that I love, so I was like, I just need something to sip on. This was kind of before I started liking wine, early 20s maybe, and so I started liking beer. Yeah, I do. I do like a good beer. But it's so filling, and I'm not a volume drinker, so I need, like, the most alcohol content and the smallest amount of alcohol. I can't just sit and, you know, chug beers. You get really full.
Yeah, I'm definitely a volume drinker because I'm a very responsible drink. I'm a very responsible drinker. Mm-hmm. And so if I'm having, like, a cocktail, yeah, I'm also having two things of water.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I'm, like, I will be like this, and then it'll come down. Because, yeah. Like, I'm never going to be, like, inebriated. I've never been drunk.
I know. You told me that before.
Yeah, I've never been, like, drunk. I've always been, like, tipsy. Mm-hmm. I've been tipsy before. I've definitely been tipsy.
Yeah.
But I've never been, like, drunk, and
what's
just
drunk to you,
like, where I can't, like, see straight?
Oh, that's like blackout.
Yeah, but like I can, like, I've never been able, like, I've always like remembered what happened.
Yeah.
And like I could give you, like, a clear, like, concise, like what happened in the evenings. I'm not stumbling over my words. I'm having, like, clear speech and everything. I can, yeah, walk in a straight line type of thing. Yeah. But, like, tipsy is, like, when your head starts to feel a little heavy. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's about as much as I've explored.
Yeah.
Like, even, we went to, like, the last time we went to LA, we were hanging out with one of our friends at, like, a bowling alley, and, like, they can drink.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they can drink. Like, they were taking shots. Right? And so I, like, took a shot with the girl, and then they were like, oh, let's do shots together. So I took a shot with them, and then he was like, hey, like, you know, like, he was like, if you lose, you have to buy, like, everybody, like, a round, right? And so I lost because I'm not great at bowling, and he was, right? And so I bought everybody a round. So I took, like, three shots within a span of, like, an hour. Mm-hmm. Which is all a lot of alcohol, but I was drinking so much water that I, like, literally didn't feel it. And so it was, like, the girl was just, like, you are a very interesting, like, drinker. And I was, like, I also love water. I'm just, yeah, like, if the water is cool and crisp,
yeah,
give it to me. That's why I love my
Stanley. I love ice water.
That's why I love my Stanleys, is because, like, the ice will just, mm-hmm, dude, nobody believed me that the Stanleys can keep things cool, especially when you have, like, the little cap on the straw. Up until, like, last year, I think, in May, it was, like, my brother's, like, graduation party. And we're, like, outside getting ready to go to his graduation. And sound guy was like, oh, my God, I could really use, like, water. And I was like, yo, like, just drink some out of my Stanley. And he was like, I don't want your bitch ass, like, hot water. And I was like, excuse me, do not talk shit about my Stanley like that. And so he took a sip, and he was like, oh, shit. And I was like, yeah,
it stays really cool.
Yeah. And so if the water is cool near me, I'm drinking it.
I know. I love ice water.
Yeah.
Ice cold water.
Yeah.
What are your other small comforts? Like, what do you do if you just need, like, a self-care day?
So, okay. It's two things. If I know that I, like, because there's a lot of times where I, like, need a self-care day, but I don't get one.
Mm-hmm.
So my biggest thing is I will take a bucket, like a bowl, like a big bowl, like a salad bowl. I'll put ice in it, put water in it, and then I'll dunk my face, and that just kind of,
like, a cold plunge.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It just, I don't know, like, it's just so great for, like, especially when you have anxiety. It's just, like, a good, like, reset for the nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, like, if I need, like, a self-care day, like, I'm just, like, not feeling it, I will crawl into my bed with my Kindle.
Yeah.
And my dogs, and I will force them to cuddle.
Yeah. Oh, cuddling with my pups is,
I just, cures anything. Forcibly. Like, mm-hmm, you know, my dogs are like, please let me go. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I need emotional support.
Cuddling with my pups is high up on that list. You do your nails.
Oh, yeah, right? I do. But honestly, I
do.
Is that
just maintenance?
Yeah, that's part of just maintenance in general. If I'm, like, really, really, like, just, like, not feeling it, I'll go outside. And I'll go outside, or I will give myself, like, a small budget, like, just, like, a $10, $15 budget, and I'll go thrifting.
Yeah.
Because I'm... That is my ultimate comfort. Like, if I'm not feeling it, if I'm not whatever, like, something's going wrong, I'm having anxiety, whatever, I'm out the door in my car, and I'm, like, whatever. Like sometimes it'll be, like, a $10 budget.
Yeah.
And that just, like, any sort of retail therapy. Is just like, you know?
Yeah.
Are you a retail therapy kind of gal?
I can be. I mean, I definitely can be. I love home things, so, like, home goods or clothes. I love outfits.
Ooh, that, but also one of my biggest, like, small comforts in this world that, like, it doesn't even require a lot of money is, like, I will go to Home Goods, Marshall's, TJ Maxx just to go and smell the candles.
Oh, yeah. I love that. Oh, man, I hate the bad ones, though. Oh, sometimes they have some scents and you're like, this looks good, this looks promising, and it's trash.
Dude, there was a candle. It was, like, you know the Nest candles?
The Nest candles?
The Nest, like, N-E-S-T, Nest candles. First of all, they're, like, $40. Because they're, like, $80 at, like, Sephora. They had, like, this whole display of them, right? And I'm like, oh, interesting. Because I've only seen them at Sephora. Mm-hmm. And so I, like, picked one up. When I tell you, it smelled foul.
Oh, dude, some of the candles. I'm like, how did this scent get made? $40. Yeah.
And then I'm like, no, it makes sense that it's at TJ Maxx. It makes sense that it's at Marshall's.
Yeah. Nobody wanted
like,
it.
I was like, this checks out, you know? But, yeah, I love.
What's your go-to, like, candle scent?
Anything with like tobacco. I was just gonna make
fun of tobacco. I was gonna say they have those like tobacco candles, but I didn't say it. I'm really glad I didn't.
No, it's okay. It depends. I used to be like super into the tobacco. I think sandalwood is like
I like
sandalwood, amber, like that type of vibe.
Kind
of
warm.
Yeah, I'm not super into like the vanilla. Like, you know, like how some people like the Tahitian vanilla, like all the vanilla.
I don't like vanilla, but I do like cinnamon vanilla or like vanilla pumpkin, the homey scents. Yeah, like the fall scents.
Yeah, when it comes time for a fall, yeah.
Yeah.
But like during the summer and stuff, I feel like it's just too.
No, for summer or like other times I do, I'm not really like a fresh linen or anything like that, but like a from Bath and Body Works, the champagne toast or like In the Stars or whatever the kind of pinkish ones are. Yeah. Like all the pink
do
vibes.
You like the lemon citrus?
I like citrus over floral. So really? If you were to, yeah, I hate rose.
Ooh,
I hate like rose candles. I like lavender vanilla from Bath and Body Works, but I don't really go for like lavenders and things like that. I like more like homey scents or fresh and crisp.
Yeah.
But I'm picky.
You know what I recently really realized I really, really enjoy is patchouli. Anything with patchouli in it. I love patchouli. It's like a... It's in the same, like, category as lavender, but it's, like, a little bit more elevated. I love patchouli. It, like, we have a couple of, I'm also, like, instead of candles, what I've gotten into recently, I'll still like candles, but I love, like, the scent more, like, the wax warmers.
Mm-hmm.
That's, like, my kryptonite right now is, like, I have those because, like, the little refills are so cheap. It's, like, $3, $4, and I'm, like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And so we have, like, one where it's, like, blackberry, patchouli and something else, like, currant.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so that like, I'm not a fruity type of person, but like that one, really
hit that sounds nice.
Do you like the baked goods?
No, like the waffles and all that. No, they're too much. I don't like anything too sweet.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan. I
like
either.
The spice, but not. It's there's like a fine line between all of these, right? So I'll like a cinnamon pumpkin or. I'm not even a huge like apple fan, but cinnamons, kind of the spice, the warmer.
I just don't like the ones that smell like cupcakes or like the sweet ones.
Super sweet. There's some that people get. They're like, I walk into my mom's house. I'm like, it smells like you just made waffles in here.
Yeah.
It's like just too syrupy.
Yeah.
I don't love all that.
What I do love is a good Yankee candle.
I haven't bought a Yankee candle in years.
Okay.
My mom used to buy them all the time.
I don't buy Yankee candles, but I like the little wax warmers. And the little Yankee candle makes like those little air filter ones like that you can slip into your air filters. Mm-hmm. And they're like $7 or $8, right? But they make like Yankee candle fragrances. And I was like, oh
yeah, that's cool.
Hold on.
I do the little plug-ins.
Yeah. I don't know why. I just like never really like the plug-in scent. I think it's because it's like warmer.
Not plug-ins, but I do the plug-in. Like I do a lot of Bath and Body Works because there's a few scents that I know I like.
Yeah.
And I've been such an online shopper. I have a hard time going to the store unless it's for retail therapy where I just want to walk through Home Goods.
Yeah.
Or something like that, and I just feel like I just want to see things, not actually buy a ton, but otherwise I'm such an online shopper.
I'm just like a little like raccoon. I just like searching. Yeah. Like that's why I like thrifting. That's why I like Home Goods. That's why I like all these places where you have to like search for things.
Yeah.
Like I love like sometimes like when I'm like okay, I don't want to spend a lot of money, I'll give myself like a 20 like or not even a 20 like a $15 budget at like Home Goods or like Marshall's, and I'll just go through the clearance stuff. Mm-hmm. I bought so much stuff through the clearance stuff. I like these little champagne flutes that I really really wanted. They like went on clearance. They were like $4 for two, and I was like,
oh yeah.
So I bought some.
We love a deal.
I love a good deal. And I just like I'll do that, and it's just like I'll be high, low, everything, like, you know, just like searching and scrounging. Mm-hmm. That's just my favorite part. I just feel like it like helps you just kind of.
Yeah, I like little unique finds. I do like just kind of browsing. Yeah. It's like the concept of just going on Sephora and just adding to cart. It fulfills me.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm such a huge like person of like if I think something's like if I go into any store and I gravitate towards something, I'm like, oh, this is so cute. If I look at the tag and it's an exorbitant amount of time, I'm like, it's not that cute. It's not $300 worth cute. It's X, Y, and Z type of cute, you know?
Yeah.
And so like I don't go to Sephora. I don't step foot in Sephora unless there's something I need to like refill on.
Yeah. Yeah. No, even then I will just go online and add to cart. I have a hard time going in stores like that.
Yeah. The only place where I can walk out of without like unscathed is Barnes and Nobles.
Oh yeah.
Cause Barnes and Nobles just going in, seeing like the books the and smell. Like just touching and all that. Enough.
The smell. You just walk in, I just need that whiff of that.
And then, like, especially if there's, like, a Starbucks in there, then you get the little, like, Starbucks scent. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Starbucks so and good. Fresh book pages.
So good. That's all you really need in life. Mm-hmm. Truly.
That should be a candle.
Yeah. Exactly. That should be a candle.
Barnes & Noble / Starbucks. Barnes & Noble with Starbucks.
Yeah, just books.
Yeah. Books and coffee.
Did you see, like, they're, like, redesigning, Barnes and Nobles, and it just like looks like a warehouse now.
They are sterilizing so many of these places. I went into I went into an ice cream shop the other day. I'm like, what's the fun in this place? It was a good, it's called Scoops or something. It's in Walnut Creek. And you walk in, it's just a white building, and then they just have freezers in the, not even, you don't walk in and see the ice cream. You walk in and have a menu. And then there's just freezers in the middle, and they're like, we have, 50 flavors. What do you want? And you tell them, and they go back to a freezer and scoop it out of, like, a deep freezer.
What the heck?
It's not visually beautiful. There's nothing. It's sterile. They just scoop your ice cream, bring it to you, and I'm like, what's the fun in this ice cream? It's just ice cream.
At that point, I'll just DoorDash.
Yeah. Right? I'm like, why am I here? It's definitely not an experience. It was just so sterile.
See, that's one thing I love about living here is that there are a lot of places that are like Instagram worthy. Mm-hmm. So like a lot of our boba places are very like Instagram worthy. They're like very kitschy. Like we have a boba place over here that is called like You and Me Boba. Mm-hmm. And it has like a neon sign that says You and Me. Mm-hmm. And then it has like little steps and like everything's like very pink, very very cutesy. All and then aesthetic. we have Bober. Bober like everywhere, like any Bober that you go into, Bober Tea, they have like a very Instagram worthy experience where they have like the one at my parents, they have like this massive flower wall to the point where like people come in and do like their wedding pictures there.
Oh yeah.
Like
sure.
Massive flower wall, and then they have like this little pink phone booth.
That's cute.
And it's just so cutesy, and like even like T4 like in Davis, like they have like a cute little like setup, and they have like a little like just Instagram worthy places. Yeah. Right. And it's like my favorite thing because I'm like, yo, like this feels like an experience, like going to Boba Tea and like, you know, getting a boba with your friends and like hanging out and like this cutesy place. Like it's like very like where even our Phil's is kind of like that, very where like it creates an ambiance and a vibe. Yeah. Right. And I was like, oh my god, like it literally, somebody on TikTok was like, if the selfie light was a place, that's what the new Barnes and Nobles look like. Because it just, like, really? Has, like, a warehouse type vibe.
Oh, I have to go and see. I know they're closing a bunch still.
Yeah, but they opened up some more, and then they're also renovating some of them.
Maybe that's it. Maybe they're renovating.
Like, please.
Yeah, that sucks. I loved Barnes. When book report time came around and we had to go Barnes & Noble and pick out your book, and I love that.
It's like, I used to work in a mall. I worked in malls like for a really long time, and I would always go to the Barnes and Noble's like Starbucks, because it would be like a lot like more chill than the other Starbucks. And when I tell you, like, just like walking past the books and like reading and like, you know, just like seeing the displays and stuff, I was like, oh my god,
I know,
you know,
it's a good vibe.
It just like,
it's good energy.
It just fulfills something, like, you know, it's just like you feel so smart. It's like, oh,
and there's so much that you can just explore that you would never. Like, yeah. Fine otherwise.
Yeah. And, like, I don't know. There's something about, like, picking up a physical book in, like, a physical location that's, like, not your home. Mm-hmm. That's just, like, you know, it's like, oh, here I am, you know? But, yeah, I love that. I love that. That's a small comfort, is going to, But, honestly, I have so many gift cards that I need to, like, spend that I'm, like, dude, we went to Barnes & Noble twice. I explored. They had, like, this whole, like, area of like Harry Potter stuff, mm-hmm. and I ended up getting nothing. I was just like so filled, just like going,
just saying it.
Yeah. You know, I was just like, oh, yeah, this is enough for
me. See, that was it. They used to do the displays and all that. They can't change that.
Yeah, because it's an experience, I feel like, you mm-hmm. know, versus like just come get your books.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like that. Things are changing.
All of that to say, I don't know where we start. Oh, small comforts.
We kind of stayed on topic.
We came around. We came around. We swung around to kind of, you know, come back.
I think so.
But that is all that we have for you guys today. If you guys sticked around for the ending of this one, that you're a trooper, because we didn't have any sort of like fleshed out topics or anything like that. But we appreciate you for sticking around. Jamie will definitely be back. You can find Jamie at
You can find me on Instagram at It's Jamie. It's Jamieee 1105, or my realtor page, realtor.jamie. I also do a real estate podcast that actually we're kind of morphing into something else. We have a really cool guest. Check out that, because we have a new guest, Robert Picardo. He was the doctor on Star Trek Voyager. He's going to be on our next podcast. So that's exciting. We're trying to like kind of change how we're doing it. Yeah. You can find us at the Maddox Podcast on Instagram, or maddoxpodcast.com, or on YouTube. You can find us.
Yeah. If you're listening on YouTube, don't forget to do the YouTube things. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. If you are listening to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Geo7, don't forget to rate and follow our podcast. It really does help us out. And we will see you in an episode super, super soon. Bye.